There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
And we're joined on the line by Nick Harper, who's in New York. Nick, very good evening to you from here.
Hi, good evening.
And we're going to start off with this, Nick, if we can. The latest on the US-Russia potential strikes. I guess, as per, we're looking out for tweets from the US president.
We are, Natalie, and we've had more as well. It's kind of this will-he-won't-he type situation. On Wednesday, he was saying the missiles are coming in a tweet, threatening that they were on their way. And then on Thursday morning, this morning, we all woke up a couple of hours ago to the news that he said he was never saying when they were coming. They could be very soon or not so soon at all. He seems to be flip-flopping between these immediate threats of saying, look, it's time for us to act, and then backing away from them, perhaps at the advice of some of his counselors. So President Trump very much in the moment at the moment, trying to come up with some type of decision. We do know that he's cancelled the planned trip to South America that he was meant to be taking towards the end of this week. He's staying at home to focus on Syria, but it's perhaps not so much a unilateral plan, but more of a multilateral joint plan with other countries, working closely with France and the United Kingdom. They have been speaking, and we know that Emmanuel Macron in France has said that he now has proof the Syrian government was behind last weekend's alleged chemical weapon attack, and that he will decide in due course if France is going to go ahead with those strikes. But the United Nations Security Council has spent most of this week talking about Syria. On Monday and Tuesday, they had meetings. They're meeting again at the moment. But at this stage, there is no unified front on a way forward, which is perhaps why behind the scenes we're seeing the United States, the UK and France making their own decisions about whether they should move forward. But Russia, just an hour ago, has warned that any moves by those countries would be violating the UN Charter. So very much at the moment trying to navigate these tricky waters and waiting to see what might happen in terms of potential military strikes.
Nick, it's been 2 days that we've seen Mark Zuckerberg being questioned on Capitol Hill. It's been fair to say, I think, that it's been ripe for comedy, but it is a very, very serious question, the safety of data. What's your take?
Lots of potential for comedy, but Mark Zuckerberg spending almost 10 hours over 2 days making apologies, making corrections, making admissions of guilt. Some interesting things that I thought came out of this. The fact that he said that Facebook was responsible for the content on its website. Previously, Facebook and other providers have really shied away from that. They don't want to be held responsible for the content, the postings on their site. And he also said that it was inevitable that the internet would need new regulations. But he did warn that we'd have to be careful about putting those in place. He also said that there was no evidence, as far as Facebook was concerned, that Russia or China had attempted to harvest anyone's data in the same way that we saw Cambridge Analytica getting hold of the data from 87 million people and then using that to send on to people who could influence the U.S. election. But lots more for him to do. He's had those 2 days of very thorough grilling from the U.S. Congress. He now has to go away and essentially provide more evidence and more information to them. So it hasn't ended yet. There's still a lot of work for Facebook to do.
And Nick, you've been in court for some of the retrial of Bill Cosby. What's been unfolding there?
That's right. So we had a trial last June. It ended in a hung jury. They couldn't decide the outcome. So we've got this retrial. He's accused of sexually assaulting a woman, Andrea Constant, back in 2004. What's different this time is that the prosecution, they can only bring these criminal charges for this one woman because the other alleged incidents are too long ago. They fall outside the statute of limitations and can't be criminally prosecuted. But they are bringing other women into court to testify against Bill Cosby, women who say that they were all sexually assaulted, really trying to show that Bill Cosby had this common pattern of being a sexual predator. The defense team, though, are really trying to undermine the single woman in this case, Andrea Constant, by saying that really she was just looking out for money. It didn't happen. She wanted cash. She extorted it from the entertainer. And they're pointing to the fact that she was paid about $3.4 million in a civil settlement settlement after her allegations came to light. But it has been a very acrimonious last couple of days of testimony, with these other women coming forward and telling their recollections of what they say happened with this entertainer.
Nick, I don't follow real estate values in Silicon Valley. I have to come clean with you, but I know that you have something to offer here. There is a real estate company offering a burned out property for $800,000. That doesn't seem like a steal to me.
No, it doesn't. I think let me start off by telling you a little bit about the property prices. So I did some research on this. Apparently, property prices in Silicon Valley, they're very, very sought after. It's close to the big tech hubs, the likes of Facebook and Google. Properties go up in value by more than $500 a day. Over the course of the year, they're increasing by about $200,000 a year. So the real estate people who are putting this burnt out, gutted shell of a house on the market for $800,000 say that it is actually a bargain. And if you buy this house and probably knock it down and create your own one, it will go up in value. But it does seem crazy that there is this amount of money, this being offered. Lots of comments have been left on the real estate website, the posting that they made. One in particular saying that this was unchecked free market capitalism and absolutely just surprised that they were able to sell something for this amount. But the real estate company says they've already received offers and they reckon that there's going to be a bidding war very soon on this property.
It's just unbelievable, Nick. I guess staying in the business world, we'll turn to Nick's quirky story of the week, one of the favourite parts. And builders found something they weren't quite expecting, renovating a shopping mall in Minnesota.
That's right, yes. Renovating a 116-year-old building, you're going to find some weird bits and pieces, some old memorabilia, perhaps things like that. But in the air duct of the seventh floor of the Daytona department store in Minneapolis, they found some mummified remains, and they think that it's a monkey. They're calling it the perished primate, the mummified remains of a monkey. They're trying to work out exactly how it got there and also its origins. Apparently, they're in discussions with local museums. They think it may be a spider monkey. If this in itself wasn't weird enough, it's now come to light that a mayor from a nearby town says he thinks he knows the answer to this monkey. He says his dad stole a monkey from a local pet shop in the 1960s. He took it home. His mum found the monkey, said something along the lines of, "There's no way you're keeping a monkey in my house," and told him to return it to the shop. He did. Somehow the monkey escaped, and it ended up in the air duct. That was back in the 1960s, and now they found the mummified remains. It's all very, very weird.
Nick, I love the quirky stories of the week. I think that one might be my favourite so far. But Nick Carver in New York, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks very much, guys.
Unbelievable. Nick pulls it out of the bag time and time again. Yes, mummified monkey in shopping mall. There's a better headline there somewhere.
I like the perished primate better.
Yeah,
actually,
perished primate is
genius.
Great. I know. Amazing.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.